From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Recently, Dr. Alan Cairns began a series of studies in a much misunderstood area among many Christians, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In commencing this extensive series, Dr. Cairns is first of all explaining the importance of this study. Dr. Cairns emphasized that this doctrine is one of the two pillars upon which the entire gospel is built, the giving of the Son for God's people and the giving of the Spirit to His people. So the Holy Spirit is of equal importance with the Son in the redemption of Christians. Furthermore, there is no service for God apart from the Holy Spirit. One cannot simply imitate what others have done in the past without regard for the necessity of the Spirit's power. As Dr. Cairns will point out, too many churches have programmed the Holy Spirit right out of their efforts. This is the path to failure. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Prayer, Thanksgiving, Praise. The text is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. No care, but all prayer. No anxiety, but much joyful communion with God. Carry your desires to the Lord of your life, the guardian of your soul. Go to Him with two portions of prayer and one of fragrant praise. Do not pray doubtfully, but thankfully. Consider that you have your petitions, and therefore thank God for His grace. He is giving you grace. Give Him thanks. Hide nothing. Allow no want to lie rankling in your bosom. Make known your requests. Run not to man. Go only to your God, the Father of Jesus, who loves you in Him. This shall bring you God's own peace. You shall not be able to understand the peace which you shall enjoy. It will enfold you in its infinite embrace. Heart and mind through Christ Jesus shall be steeped in a sea of rest. Come life or death, poverty, pain, slander, you shall dwell in Jesus above every ruffling wind or darkening cloud. Will you not obey this dear command? Yes, Lord, I do believe Thee. But I beseech Thee, help mine unbelief.
Shadow of my dear.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to tell you that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a special feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did the Sabbath change to the first day? How do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Is the emerging church dangerous? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
there is no service apart from the Holy Ghost. I fear that so often today, men plan the Holy Ghost right out of their church activity. We have the notion that if you do this and this and this and this, you're going to get this result. You will find that that is just not true. You cannot simply say we will do this because somebody else did it and got certain results. You can't do that. Now, if that's true of something which God has honored in the past, how much more is it true of those other activities that men get involved in that God has never commanded? I think of all the psychological gimmicks that are used today to promote the cause of Jesus Christ. God has never commanded those things. And they may seem to produce numbers, they may seem to produce this and that and the other thing, but they simply exclude the Holy Ghost from the work of God. Now, if this is true, as it is, that there are two basic areas of doctrine upon which the whole gospel depends, the giving of the Son and the giving of the Spirit, then without either one, we're in real trouble. We must therefore surely get to know what the Bible teaches about the Holy Ghost. It's an important study. It's important for a second reason. The Holy Spirit supplies the place of the physical presence of Christ in the experience of God's people. The news that the Lord Jesus Christ was about to leave them deeply affected and distressed his disciples. Verse 6 of our Bible reading, "Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart." So much sorrow indeed that they didn't or couldn't ask him, "Whither goest thou?" It was like hiding their heads in the sands. Jesus has said, "I'm going away. I'm going to leave you as far as my physical presence goes." And they felt if they didn't raise the subject like a bad dream, it would go away. Sorrow filled their hearts. But did you ever really think of the words of verse 7 against that background? "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." It's a very solemn way of introducing this. I'm telling you the truth. The Lord Jesus seems to me to be acknowledging here that at first sight this sounds a doubtful proposition to these people. Put yourself in the position of the disciples. Jesus says, if you look at the early part of the chapter, you're going to be greatly persecuted. In fact, there's going to come a time when people will think they're doing the will of God if they kill you. Because they don't know God and they don't know me. So you're going to be in trouble. Now in the past you've had me with you. But I'm going to leave you. But despite all that, what I say is true. Listen. It is expedient for you that I go away. I want you to get that. Here's the Savior talking to people who had seen him do miracles. They had heard him preach as never any other man had ever preached. They had seen the devils defeated and the power of hell thrust back. Now they are told you are going to be placed in a cauldron of affliction and of persecution, of opposition and of trouble, and I'm going to leave you. But it is for your good that I go away. And the Lord Jesus says, I'm telling you the truth. It doesn't appear to be so to the carnal mind. And let's be honest, even among Christians today, they would say, if only we had the physical presence of Jesus Christ in Greenville, what a difference it would make to the church. If the Lord Himself were to stand physically in our midst, Would not the church be filled with people calling on God for God's salvation? What a difference it would make. Jesus says, you've got it all wrong. I'm telling you the truth. It is for your good. It is expedient that I go away. How can he say that? He says, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. In verse 4, he says, I'm telling you these things now. I didn't tell you them at the beginning because I was with you. But now here is another Comforter, another Paraclete, another Helper, another Friend, another Endure with Power. Here is one to take my place. It's expedient that I go away. It's for your good that the Holy Ghost will come. There's a lot you could say in that. God's precious gift to His church is the Holy Ghost. My, how much we need to know what it is to enter into that gift. In fact, from John 14, verses 16 and 18, if you look at it carefully, where the Lord Jesus Christ promises to pray the Father to give them another Comforter that He may abide with you forever. And verse 18, He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That is in the person of the Holy Ghost. You will see that the Holy Spirit is really the Vicar of Christ on earth. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means, very simply. What the Lord Jesus did for His disciples in the flesh, the Holy Ghost does for us today. Now, this is a study in itself, and I'm not really going to do more than mention it. The Lord Jesus educated His disciples. He had them for 3 years in the greatest school that man ever studied in. They were unlearned and ignorant men as far as the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and all the other learned men were concerned. But they had sat for 3 years at the feet of Jesus Christ. He educated them. The Holy Spirit does the same for God's people. John 14 and 26. The Spirit, or the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. He shall teach you. My, there is an education that you gain from the Spirit of God, and there's no other education can take its place. There's nothing wrong with doing courses and classes and all the rest of it. And that's an education that has its place. But if that's all the education you have, God help you. There's an education from the Holy Ghost who teaches Christ to His people. Then the Lord Jesus encouraged them. You'll find that again and again the Lord Jesus was the one who came with the right word at the right time. He was their Comforter. That's very clear from John 14 and 16 where He promises the Spirit, I will pray the Father, He will give you another Comforter. The one who comes alongside to help the people of God. Now, when you start going through trouble and trial and distress, you know, unless you have the Holy Ghost to come and speak a word in season to your heart, you really are in trouble. For there's nobody else can speak to your heart. Oftentimes, when I have gone to the home of the bereaved, quite honestly, I've told that to the people. I can speak so as to make an impression on your eardrums, but only the Holy Ghost can speak so as to comfort the heart. When I was home there, just the second week I was there, a man with whom I had many dealings over the years, Hugh McCauley, one of the McCauley family of our church there in Ballymoney, came up home from his garage, where he'd sold cars for years, run his dealership, came up home to cut the grass in front of his house. He never did get that far. Just like that, he was in God's eternity. When I went to that home, and I looked at that wife and the two sons, people I had known for many, many years, I could feel their sorrow somewhat. But I could only put my arm around them and say, yes, I can read the scriptures with you and pray for you. By the grace of God, I will. But in a time like this, only the Holy Spirit can speak comfort to your heart. Who can heal the heart of a woman whose last sight of her husband was waving her down the drive of her home, and whose next sight was to find him a corpse in the bathroom of their house? Only God can speak comfort in those circumstances. The Holy Spirit encourages God's people. The Lord Jesus empowered his disciples, and so the Holy Ghost gives power to us today. Without him, there is no power. What I'm saying is this, that we can no more be disciples of Christ without the Holy Ghost than the disciples could have been without Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's imperative that we know the biblical doctrine of the Spirit of God. There's a third reason why we must do this study, and I'm only going to mention this one. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 8, the entire gospel economy is known as the ministration of the Spirit. That's a wonderful title for this. And therefore, we must know the scripture doctrine of the Holy Ghost. I want you to get this. The gospel is the ministration of the Spirit. We're not going to try and expound that at the moment. That will come in due course. But I'm going to say this to you, and it's time we learned it. Christianity is more than a written revelation. Now, it is a written revelation. I believe in the inspiration of this old book of God. God inspired men to write. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Yes, we have a written revelation. But I want to tell you something. Believing that never saved anybody. And believing that never did a work for God alone. Because while Christianity is based on a written revelation, it is more than a mere written revelation. It is that written revelation vitally and powerfully employed by the Holy Ghost to apply the merits of Christ to guilty sinners to save them and to crush all the enmity of the devil against them. You see, a heresy, and I'm going to be bold to call it a heresy, that has become very prevalent among Christians, is that the Bible was inspired of God. Now, there is nothing in Scripture to teach that. The Bible is inspired of God, not was. Oh, I know it was given by the breath of God, but the Bible is still the vital Word of God.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.